News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
In the meantime, we're joined by Dr. Greta Moen, who's a research officer with the ESRI. They have carried out research into technology and schools and homeschooling in particular. Greta, what have you found?
So, firstly, Ciarán, students of schools located in areas with poor broadband and lower household incomes had lesser access in their homes to information and communication technology. So that's laptops, computers and broadband that have been used for distance learning over the COVID-19 school building closures. And then the fear is that these students are more disadvantaged than they've missed out on their learning outcomes over the 3 months. And then the second thing is that within second level schools, the hardest hit group really has been our Leaving Cert students. And 84% of schools reported that the lockdown, the shutdown, had a very negative or negative impact on Leaving Cert students' well-being. And between 60 and 70% of students or schools also, their Leaving Cert motivation, their learning engagement was a lot lower. And of course, they've also missed out on rites of passage, sitting the exam, goodbyes, the graduations and all of that wrapping up of their second level education.
And look, we shouldn't gloss over that because those are important milestones in people's lives. Actually, our own reporter, Sarah Madden, has been speaking to teachers and pupils about the last day of school. I'm going to bring that report to you in about half an hour's time. We know, Greta, in terms of technology and access to broadband, there is a kind of an urban-rural divide. Was that evident in your findings?
That's true. Yeah. So when we split the schools by poorer broadband areas, which by and large are rural, we saw this issue of digital divide being much more prominent. 57% had that issue compared to areas that didn't have they have more universal broadband, and that would typically be urban areas or town centres.
Is this the type of report that's likely to be waved in the air by proponents of the National Broadband Plan?
Well, it could be, yes. I mean, it is important that, particularly going forward, every student in a remote learning environment has equal access to broadband and that can facilitate their learning. So there's risks and benefits and costs, of course, that need to be considered. But this is the evidence we found in our report. Yeah.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for your time this morning, Dr. Greta Moen, who is the research officer with the ESRI. That report being published today, you can find it on their website.